tasty episode of Las Vegas Weekly's Second Helping Podcast. I'm Leslie, here with Genevieve and Brock, and we're ready, as always, to dive into the delicious world of Vegas food. Fall is here, and for a lot of people here and across the country, that means football. Obviously, this season is a little different, but there's still a lot of excitement in Las Vegas right now as the city has welcomed the Raiders to town at the brand new Allegiant Stadium. And Las Vegas Weekly's food and drink section welcomed the return of football season with a fantastic feature about our favorite part of the game, food. Genevieve, you connected with a bunch of local chefs to get some recipes for different dishes we can make at home while we're cheering for our favorite team.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, if you're a football fan, tailgating is a big part of football. And this year is a little different. We call this one home gating, since a lot of us are home. And even though we have this brand new stadium, none of us can go to it yet. So a lot of tailgating will be happening in our own homes with either just family or a select few friends. And it was great to talk to chefs and who gave us a bunch of cool recipes to try out at home, including super easy seeming hot dog, the Raiders dog from Corey Harwell from Carson Kitchen, and a more complicated brisket recipe, if you have the time, from Bruce Coleman. I haven't tried any of these recipes yet, but I do plan on making them. How about you guys?
I'm going to make all of them except the brisket. I don't have the patience for that one. No, I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a shot. They all look so good. They all look so good. I just like that we have to we're going to call this home gating. Like, I love that word. That's a fun term. But, you know, we've been making way too much food and trying different recipes while we watch games at home. To me, that's the most fun part of probably watching any sport, not just football.
For sure. I agree.
Home gating definitely makes it sound way more fun than it actually is. Sorry, I'm like the lone person who isn't that into football, but go Raiders. I did watch the Raiders, one of the Raiders games. It was great. They won. But yeah, in terms of food, I think all of that stuff looks great. I love, love, love a good brisket, although I've never attempted it myself. I think for football, just ordering a good pizza for me is the way to go. Or just really upping the snack game, having a good spread of snacks, a buffalo dip of some sort is essential. I know we're not talking about the Super Bowl, but the last Super Bowl party I was at last year, yes, I did go to a Super Bowl party. And one of the people that was there made a crock pot, pulled pork dish that I might try my hand at. It was really, really good. So maybe I'll try that in one of the Raiders games coming up.
I'm glad you brought up the Super Bowl, because to me, the Super Bowl, I mean, everybody knows the Super Bowl is a huge event. It doesn't matter if you're into football or not. That's the day that Americans get together and party and eat a bunch of food. So I think that's more of a food holiday than it is a sporting event at this point, because it doesn't matter if your team is in the game or not. You don't have to have a dog in the fight, so to speak. You just get your family and friends together and lay out a huge spread. And also football games are long. Football games are really long.
They're so long.
They're too long. Let's just complain about football for a while.
Okay, I this is the podcast that I'm here for. I can do that.
I'm a sports person. I've been a sports fan my whole life, but football to me is more boring now than ever because hockey's become a thing in Las Vegas. There's a lot of hockey fans. Hockey is so fast paced, and if you turn away for a second, you might miss a goal. You might miss the most exciting part of this very exciting game. So to me, trying to come up with a food to eat during a hockey game is difficult because it has to be ultra convenient. Football to me is on the other side of it. Football might as well be baseball. There's nothing really happening. They run around for a few seconds and then they take a break for 2 minutes. You can really dig into whatever food you're eating. So if you have a big football party, you got to do almost courses, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely bust out those snacks for the start of the game, and then you get into the heavier stuff maybe around halftime. Yeah. I don't know.
For sure. When I lived in the East Coast for many, many years, and football season is a lot cooler and colder there, obviously, than it is here. And Sunday was always like pot roast day, football and pot roast. You can literally cook the pot roast all day, and while you're watching football, and the game will still be on by the time you start eating. It's definitely, I like football games because you do get to be lazy and you stretch it out. That's what I like about it. But I agree with the snacks, Leslie. I'm a huge pigs in a blanket kind of person when it comes to football snacks.
Leslie, what's your go-to snack when you're watching something on TV?
Well, I majorly have a sweet tooth, and so there has to be like a sweet spread of some sort, be it like homemade cookies or a pie or a cake. Like, I'm all about chocolate cake, or, you know, just anything like that, anything just sweet and delicious. In terms of snacks, honestly, like a good homemade dip is just like essential. Or I also really refuse to buy like store-bought hummus at this point. Like, it grosses me out. So like making my own hummus and then just eating that during a game, that's like way more rewarding than just like eating Sabra or something. And then, you know, you can eat like veggies with it too. Like get some, cause you know, you're very health conscious when you're watching these games, obviously.
A good vegetable base layer to pile on the stuff that you're going to eat later on.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I think you have to have a dip of some sort for football, right?
Yeah, definitely. Deviled eggs too. Like, now I'm starting to like cross my wires because I feel like Thanksgiving and football don't they go hand in hand, right?
Okay, sure. I'm not crazy.
All right. So yeah, I definitely think like turkey sandwiches or deviled eggs, stuff like that. That's just like, I don't know, it reminds me of like everyone piling in around the TV and just eating and yelling.
I remember in my house growing up doing Super Bowl parties every year, no matter whose team was playing in the big game. And my youngest brother was always kind of in charge of choosing the food. He wasn't like, he wouldn't go out and buy it necessarily, but he was like, he'd make up the menu or whatever. And his core three things that you have to have for a football watch party are chicken wings, pizza, and a giant sandwich, you know, like a 6-foot party sub type of thing. I don't even know if places still do that anymore. The super long sandwich on the...
I know Capriati's has a pretty long one, but I don't know if it's that big.
Going by those three guidelines from my brother Moose, I think my favorite takeout football food place, if I'm going to order food from one place, it's probably going to have to be Naked City Pizza. Because they have some of the best chicken wings in Vegas. Being from Buffalo, having those Buffalo roots, they don't mess around with their chicken wings. They just do them the traditional way. And great pizza, even though I know we've talked about pizza before. We've probably talked about Naked City Pizza before. It's very, very hearty and filling, which is also good for fall and football. And they have great sandwiches too, you know. Naked City started off actually as a little sandwich shop downtown. And that's why they have that Naked City name before they expanded into doing pizza and having different locations around the valley. So they do some great sandwiches. They do it like a chicken finger sandwich with a lot of hot sauce on it. That's pretty awesome. And then they do like the traditional Italian cold cut subs too. So that's my go-to spot if I'm going to try to get all my football food from one Vegas restaurant. Are you guys chicken wing fans? What's your thoughts on chicken wings?
I love chicken wings. Not very hot. I don't do a lot of super spicy stuff, but I do love chicken wings, buffalo wings for sure.
In high school, this is like not very foodie of me, but I loved me some Buffalo Wild Wings. And I have not eaten there in more than a decade. I do like chicken wings, but it's definitely not like a go-to thing of mine. If they're at a spread at a football game or party or something, like, yeah, I'll definitely have one or two. But it's been a while since I've really had some.
I crave things that I normally would never eat in my daily life, like hot dogs or, you know, that kind of stuff. It's almost like, I don't know what it is about football season or, you know, this time of the year where you kind of give yourself permission to like other times you're like, oh, I will never eat, you know, X, Y, Z. But then like, oh, you know, you see it in a football buffet at somebody's house or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, this is, I'm going to eat this. And I feel that way about hot dogs. Like I don't usually eat hot dogs ever. And then I, you know, somebody give me a pig in a blanket and I will eat like 20 of them.
Yeah. I love hot dogs. You guys already know that.
I do too. Love them.
I used to have different occasions that I would make excuses to eat hot dogs. Like, I'm not having a hot dog unless I'm at a ball game. And that has evolved into, I'm not having a hot dog unless I'm at a ball game or if I'm shopping at Costco, then I'll get one of those on the way out. And then I was eating hot dogs at the movies, you know, any excuse I could.
Those are actually good. I love the hot dogs at the movies. I'm so gross, but like, they are good. They like really, I don't know what it is. They're just on that little spinny thing.
Humor thing that they like. And like all the hot dog is drained of color. Yeah, that's really one of the last times that I went tailgating. This is obviously pre-pandemic. I went to go visit my aunt and uncle who live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. They're huge Green Bay Packers fan, like lifelong. Like, you know, they actually have a house behind Lambeau Field, and that's by design because they're such big Packers fans. So I flew over there a couple of years ago, and I went to go see a game with them. And there was, you know, the whole town is crazy. They do the tailgating to like, you know, the nth degree. One of the things I ate during that time was cheese curds, which I'd never had before. I really liked it.
I was going to say, is there a Green Bay Packers, like this is the designated food at Green Bay Packers games? But I know obviously cheese curds are a big deal in the entire state of Wisconsin. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was, yeah, I had cheese curds at the stadium. I had cheese curds before we went into the stadium. I mean, I had a lot of cheese curds.
Speaking of cheese curds, it's not a Green Bay bar, but the Blue Ox, I think, is a Minnesota Vikings bar. And it's like a local chain in town, and they have some bomb cheese curds.
Yeah.
Their bar food in general, like, that would be a great place to go watch a game.
Mm-hmm. They have great food at the Blue Ox. I think Big Dogs is a Green Bay supporting bar. They definitely have cheese curds at Big Dogs.
I'm going to have to look for that here now.
Well, that makes me a little bit sad because since we can't go to Raiders games or UNLV football games at Allegiant Stadium just yet, I guess that the pandemic has also robbed us of the opportunity to find out, like, what is the Las Vegas Raiders food?
Mm-hmm.
We know there's going to be a lot of different food, of course, at the stadium when we do get the chance to go in there. But I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys think there should be a designated Las Vegas Raiders football food?
I think there should be a signature dish. Like, I think a few years ago when I lived in San Francisco, we used to watch baseball. And when we go to the stadium, it was the one time that we would get these garlic fries. And that's what I always think of when I go to Pac Bell Park, or is it Pac Bell? I think it was Pac Bell Park. And we would have these garlic fries. And that's kind of like in my mind, you know, when we go watch baseball, we'll have garlic fries. I think we should have some sort of signature, you know, food that people are going to start associating with this, you know, obviously very new team, but I don't know. I think there should be.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because Vegas doesn't have like a signature food. I feel like we've talked about that before because it's such a like transient place. everyone is coming from everywhere else, so we have a little bit of everything. I don't know what a Raiders food would look like, but I like the idea of it.
Well, I decided to call up a Vegas food friend who I know will have a good idea of what our city's signature football food should be. Colin Fukunaga is one of the biggest sports fans I know. He's a huge fan of the college and pro teams from the place he grew up, the Washington, D.C. area. And he's a big advocate for our recent Las Vegas pro sports renaissance. Of course, you know Colin as the owner, operator, and creator of Fuku Burger, the Japanese-influenced burger concept that started on the streets of Las Vegas Chinatown as a can't-miss food truck and currently operates two super cool burger joints in the southwest part of town. Fuku Burger is such a beloved brand in Las Vegas that the company that controls food and concessions at the Raiders' new Allegiant Stadium came calling Colin when they were looking for tasty bites to add to the lineup. And whenever fans can finally attend games at the stadium, they'll be able to eat Fuku Burger while they cheer on the Raiders or the Rebels. It's a really exciting development for Fuku, and Colin's going to talk all about it. Please pardon the additional noise in this recording as he was keeping an eye on his busy restaurant while we were Zooming, but pay attention for his amazing story about the first time he fed the Raiders and his favorite football team and got a surprise visit from John Madden.
There are chefs and restaurant people in Las Vegas that I thought of when I thought about football food. But I thought of you first because I know that you're just a football guy. You're just a football fan.
I'm a sports fan. I'm a sports fan. Like,
true.
Like, during COVID, you know, I watched Korean baseball.
So that was you who was watching the Korean baseball.
Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, no, I think most of the times that we've run into each other in the last, I don't know, years now, probably all we ever talk about is the Golden Knights. So now that we've got football in Vegas, you must be super excited.
Elated. I mean, even more so for UNLV, because it's going to be such an amazing recruiting tool that you can bring these five-star recruits and say, guess what? You're going to play in this dome. We run, you know, rub out the pro athletes, trainers, scouts, all kinds of stuff. Like, it's going to be a definite advantage for UNLV, hands down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to change everything. UNLV's not going to be terrible forever now. We know that.
No. I think it's a... Because it happened to Utah, right? When the Olympics went into Utah, the Winter Olympics, they upgraded all of the facilities, and the basketball team and the football team were the biggest beneficiaries of that. Mm-hmm. And now they were like, you know, bubble top 25. Now they're like always like top 15, 20, top 10.
You're one of those people that has lived in Vegas for a long time, but you got teams already. You already have a football team, right? So,
oh, here we go. Yeah.
I don't want to get into all that. I'm just saying, right. It's strange to have a team already and be such a supporter of Vegas sports. And now we have the Raiders. So, like, we kind of have to go to the Raiders, even if we don't want to.
Yeah, personal thing too. Not with a New York Rangers fan your whole life, but the Golden Knights are coming into your restaurant and supporting your restaurant. You're a Golden Knights fan. Sorry, but you know it's a born and raised team here, so that makes it easier. But now that you have a football team that you probably disliked or don't care about their fan base, now they're your home team. Yeah, it definitely changes the scope of things. So I grew up in D.C., so I was a Redskins fan. You know, I've professed it. It's like, you know, I've fed them before. I've done catering jobs for them before. So the Washington Post actually did an article about me growing up in the D.C. metropolitan, and that I'm some lifelong Redskins fan. So, like, you know, all my friends are razzing me now, like, oh, what, because you're in the studio and you're going to switch allegiances. I'm like, it's so difficult because football is, it's not like a lot of other sports where you can just have your allegiance change without getting hated on so bad.
Yeah, you just got to find a way to root for both. In our house, we're a Bronco fan, so this Raiders thing is not cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're going to be, you know, we want the Raiders to do well, but not when they're playing the Broncos.
It's more visceral when you see the players in the grocery store, in the restaurant, you know, at the gas station, and you know, if they're cool to you, you're like, oh, how can you not like them? How can you not support them? Or like, they're doing something for a charity or for your school, or you know, donating to the place that you support. You're like, how can you not fall in love with that player that represents that team, that represents your city?
There is a Fuku Burger in Allegiant Stadium. We can't go eat there yet because we can't go to the games, but you are one of the handful of local vendors that were brought in to be part of the concession offerings for the first year. How did that all happen?
I mean, really out of the blue. I didn't expect it. Levy group got the contract for the stadium, and they called out of the blue. They said, hey, would you be interested in being a part of the Raider family? And, you know, I don't have the buying power that Shake Shack does. I think they charged them like $250,000 just to go into T-Mobile. And they're like, well, we get a lot of traction from some of the venues like Levi Stadium, where the fans enjoy the fact that we pick local brands. And we want to go that route with Vegas, and so do the Raiders. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. You know, and you know, we don't have to put any money in the front, which is cool. You know, they took care of all of that. It's a huge investment on their side, so they had to do a lot of vetting, I'm assuming, or that's what they said. And very honored that they came to ask us. You know, and still a lot of choices out there.
I think it's so cool that's like a trend in stadiums and arenas now, is that they're making a mix of, you know, more traditional sports food concessions, kind of generic stuff, as well as local brands in whatever city. And we've seen it at T-Mobile pretty much from the beginning. We see it at the Las Vegas ballpark out here in Summerlin. And
yeah,
I think it just like, using food to like strengthen that connection to the community is pretty cool.
Yeah, very, very much so. And I love the partnership with Levy, because they really stress not just the consistency of food, but they also have like secret shoppers that are looking at you are taking care of the guests. They want to make sure the guest experience is paramount. As well as the consistency of the food. And that's where our employees felt that we striven for in our, you know, as our concept since the food truck days, guest interaction.
When you do get the chance to serve people at the stadium, are we going to see the same stuff that we get from your restaurants and from the truck? Are you going to have some different burgers or different offerings special for the stadium?
So the biggest challenge is to produce that on that scale, right? 65,000. But we, you know, we've done it before with like Life is Beautiful and DDC. So it's not a problem of figuring out how to get the food out faster and have the same relative consistency. But the Raiders asked that we have a special burger just for the stadium. And so I always smirk because that's what we do. We like to tinker. We like to do fun things. And the food truck days, we used to have a special literally every day. And like, to think about that in retrospect, how difficult that was for Chef Max to do. And I held him to that. But we did it's called Kurotogin. In Japanese, it means black and silver. So we have a black and silver burger that's just going to be offered in the stadium. It's going to be like a bacon slaw over the cookie patty. It's really good. And it was awesome because we had to do a tasting for the Levy group. And then we had to do a tasting for the Raiders top brass in a top secret location last January. And all the concepts we had to impress you're pretty much were in already with Navy, but you did have to go into one last loop, and that was the Raiders, to make sure that you were a good fit for their brand as well. And my advantage was that I have an amazing designer, and he helps me do like video. I was like, kind of help me put together a video because I don't want to just do the food presentation. I want to have a video demonstration. So I brought a little TV, and then he cut up a bunch of videos. But one of them was included John Madden. John Madden, I met doing a Raider, or excuse me, I did a catering for the Redskins at the Raiders Coliseum. And we happened to be cooking right next to John Madden's bus. And I didn't know it was John Madden there, but yeah, so we can get some samples. So I got to meet him, and it was so cool. But I got back to Vegas, and the head of security sends me a video. He's like, hey, you gotta listen to this. And it was literally John Madden talking about Hooper Burger for like 2 minutes. He's like, so it was like, if I just die off in Vegas, and he outsources the food, and he feeds the Redskins after the game, and rah, 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 rah. And I was so nervous talking to him. I forgot to give him my card. So he never says the name Hooper Burger or my name, but you could figure out that that was me. And so I made a YouTube video of it in the presentation for the Raiders. So they're eating the burgers, and right when they're eating, I clip on the video, and on comes John Madden, and he's talking about it. It's a you know, audio, but I have a picture of him, and they're all like staring at the screen, like, what? He came to your restaurant? I'm like, no, this is at Oakland. I already did you guys right. And like that burger that you're eating right now, the katsu. Yeah, listen. Yeah, he's talking. He's promoting the burger that you have in your hand. And so, you know, if you think about it, it's like arguably the most famous Raider promoting Fuku Burger to the Raiders, and they were dying laughing. They're like, "That is so cool." So it was a memorable presentation,
to say the least.
Yeah.
So one of the things we're kind of debating in this month's episode of the podcast is, like, what is the perfect football food? Because obviously, like, you go to a baseball game, you're probably going to get a hot dog. Yeah. Or at least they're going to have hot dogs. There's an obvious connection there. But the other sports, I don't know if there is, like, an official food that is so widely recognized. A burger for a football game, I've certainly had burgers at football games.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is there something that is closely connected to football?
You're talking about at the actual stadium, not at home.
I mean, both, really.
Okay.
Well, do you have a watch party food that's your go-to food?
Well, at home, you can get more creative and more messy. At the game, you want to, you know, have something that's more deliverable back to your seat, right? Because there's always a propensity to drop it all over the place, and you get it all over your clothes, and there's no, you know, and you gotta wait in a huge bathroom line just to clean yourself. At home, you don't have that problem. So I would say at the games, you want to make sure it's more compartmentalized and, you know, easy to eat. So I would say dogs are ideal, but of course I have to plug in burgers. So you just gotta make sure you have a really, you know, nice, neat, you know, good looking burger. Our packaging is, I think people are going to like our packaging. It pops. Good job to Levy for helping us pick that out. So you'll be able to see it, and it, you know, it's going to be eye-catching when you are bringing it to your seat and someone looks at it like, oh, where'd you get that? You know, and I will, you know, from day one, like my dad used to always have a problem, like, don't make your burgers look better on the picture than you actually get it. So I've always lived with that, you know, thought in my mind. When we present the burgers, make sure it's open face, you know, it's Instagrammable, make sure, you know, because we're all about taking pictures of our food these days. So what's the best food? Burgers. Burgers and fries, man.
What if you're throwing a Super Bowl party and you're cooking and I'm coming over? What are you, what's the spread, man? What are you feeding me? The whole, what's that table look like?
We're going to do an homage to Hot and Juicy. We're doing some garlic butter spicy shrimp at the house. Definitely doing wings, twice cooked wings. So I'm gonna pressure cook them, and then I'm gonna fry them. So they're gonna stay, you know, they're gonna fall apart like adobo. We're gonna do some nachos, but not like the, you know, we're gonna cook our own. We're gonna fry our own chips, our tortillas, and cut them into little nacho pieces. What else? I think that's, I mean, that's that's a good start. But of course, yeah, you gotta have the grill fired up. There's some dogs and burgers, man. For me, I like a lot of accoutrements. I like just, you know, go straight to the jugular when it comes to burgers. I've always been a purist in that sense. But I created it with a menu with Mags, so it would go into 6 completely different directions. We're doing Asian Restaurant Week right now. Which is giving awareness to the census, and they wanted us to do a special. So I'm always about the smash burger. I'm doing it twice, two onion smash burger. So one is you smash it with the grilled onions, and then we top them with the tamago onions, crispy onions on top, piece of cheese, a dab of ketchup, and the fuku sauce. Freaking amazing. So good. So simple.
I'll take that. That's the football food for me right there. That's it. That's the official Las Vegas football burger. I declare it.
Twice fried onion, for sure.
Okay, team, second helping. It is time to wrap this thing up with our monthly installment of the best things we ate this month. Leslie, do you want to start the best thing you ate in September?
Sure. I haven't been going out very much, just like with the pandemic and everything. But Lindo Michoacan, the OG location on DI, is doing takeout. And there's something really awesome about getting like a big Mexican food spread at home, because you know, you can go pick up like Roberto's or, you know, whatever, what have you, a little like small taco shop. But to get like that spread at home, that's not something I would have ever done pre-pandemic. So Lindo, I got, I think I've said before, to cut back on my meat consumption. So I went the pescatarian route. They make a really, really good ceviche, and their shrimp fajitas, like, I do not know what they do to that shrimp, but it is so good. And, yeah, just fajitas and ceviche, and I was a happy girl. What about you guys?
Speaking of shrimp, I'll go next. I had a very delicious dish this weekend at Carson Kitchen. They just rolled out a new brunch. I think it's only in its second week. Their take on shrimp and grits is phenomenal. You wouldn't, you know, you think shrimp and grits brunch food, you kind of have an idea of what it is in your mind. Their take is very interesting. It's, I would say it's very Asian forward. It's got fish sauce, the Vietnamese fish sauce. There's calamari on top. It's a little drier shrimp or grits. And then there's, you know, grilled shrimp on top and some Fresno chilies. Really, really, really good. Highly recommend it.
Carson Kitchen is such a great comfort food type of place. They have so many. I would love to see. I know the Genevieve, they contributed that hot dog recipe for the home gating thing. I would love to see like a Carson Kitchen full on football spread. That would be amazing, because they have those like great appetizers there too, that bacon jam and the fried chicken skins, like just totally indulgent snacks.
I highly recommend the new brunch menu, which, by the way, is our issue this week. We did a story on brunch patios, and that's why I visited Carson Kitchen. But they have a new brunch menu that is just fantastic. They have a French toast sopapilla that is so delicious. Leslie, if you have a sweet tooth, you have
that sounds so good. Yeah. You guys can't see my face, but I was just like, what?
Yeah, and French toast all in one dish with mascarpone cheese. Oh, it was so good. Definitely go.
I think that's going to be the best thing I ate next month. I'm on my way. I'm going to go back to the football food talk, because probably the best thing I ate this month was Frito pie. You guys know about this, right? Mm-hmm. So my wife is a big Denver Broncos fan, which means that so am I. And we used to go to the one of the Bronco bars in town, the Roadrunner Saloon on Buffalo. We used to live right down the street, and we would go there every week and watch the games. And her favorite thing to eat there on their little special Sunday football menu was a Frito pie, which is just Frito corn chips with some chili and some cheese and some onions. So with the return of football season, we decided to whip up a home version of that. So I made some chili with ground turkey and hatch chilies that we roasted a while back. We've got a whole bunch of little Ziploc bags of frozen roasted chilies to pull out whenever we need to get some nice roasty spiciness into our food. And it turned out pretty good. The key to the Frito pie is that you have to have raw diced white onions on top. To me, you have to have that.
We hope you enjoyed this special football food edition of Las Vegas Weekly's Second Helping. Thanks for joining us. Now you can get your Frito pie or your chicken wings and get back to the game at your leisure. Very special thanks to Colin Fukunaga and his crew at Fuku Burger. You can find out what's going on there at fukuburger.com. Also thanks to Sonia Barcelona, who lends her song Violent Water as our theme music. You can find more amazing music and terrific videos too from Sonia at artofsonia.com. You can find past episodes of Second Helping at lasvegasweekly.com/podcasts. And you can also listen and subscribe at the Las Vegas Weekly YouTube page or find Second Helping on Apple Podcasts. Hey, thanks again for listening. We hope you come back next month when we might be doing some holiday menu planning. Sounds pretty good. We'll see you in November.